U.S. President Trump signed an executive order Monday that places what he calls hard-hitting financial sanctions on Iran, specifically targeting the country's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. Mr. Trump said it would curb access that Khamenei and the country have to world financial markets. Meanwhile, at the United Nations, both Iran and the United States traded barbs over recent events. AP's Mike Rossia.
The United States and Iran exchanged accusations at the United Nations Monday before and after a closed UN Security Council meeting called by the United States. Acting U.S. UN Ambassador Jonathan Cohen blamed Iran for two recent attacks on tankers in the Persian Gulf and said Iran shot down a U.S. drone in international airspace last week.
The aircraft at no point entered Iranian airspace.
Iran's UN Ambassador Majid Takht-Ravanchi said talks with the U.S. aren't possible in the current climate.
You cannot start a dialogue with somebody who is threatening you, who is intimidating you.
On Monday, the U.S. placed financial sanctions on Iran's supreme leader and senior Iranian military figures. I'm Mike Rossia.
We've learned a little more about the letter that North Korean leader Kim Jong-un said that President Trump sent him. President Trump confirmed that it was sent and said it was a very friendly response to a letter he received from Kim earlier this month, wishing him a happy birthday. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders said in a statement overnight that correspondence between the two leaders has been ongoing. The exchange comes as talks between the United States and North Korea remain stalled over North Korea's nuclear program. The two countries ended their second summit in February without an agreement on what the North would be willing to give up in exchange for sanctions relief. A U.S. federal jury has convicted a former University of Illinois student of the brutal killing of a visiting Chinese scholar in 2017. It found Brent Christensen guilty of kidnapping, raping, and stabbing Yingying Zheng. Prosecutors say Christensen also beat her with a baseball bat and severed her head. This is VOA News. There have been deaths along the border with Mexico, AP correspondent Tim McGuire reports.